Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the last day of March. And joining me today are two people that I love in March, I love in April. Dr. John Townsend and Dr. Sherry Keffer. Hi, guys. You know, I always love getting to do radio with you. I really do. And it's just a really unique dynamic between the three of us when we're on. I don't know what that dynamic is, but it's unique. And I love getting to do this.
I just want you to know that.
It's a great chemistry of teamwork and expertise. Different competencies and skills, great teamwork. We love each other. And we really hope we give something of value to our listeners every single day. That they come away going, okay, that was a new idea. That was an insight. That was a thing I can do. And good things happen.
Yeah, I hope that's the case. Well, let me mention something to you because it is the last day of March. There are a couple of things that go away. One, the early bird discount for our trip to Ireland. That's why you hear the Irish music. I guess it's Irish. I don't know. By the way, I will be performing over there. I have restless leg, and my wife says that it's like sleeping with a river dancer. So I will actually be performing that on our trip. But it's the last day to sign up for that amazing spiritual adventure. And if you've never been on a New Life trip, boy, this would be a great one to go on.
It's so positive. I love the Irish culture. They're up. I mean, even look at river dance, listen to the music. It's just, it's kind of an upper to go to Ireland. So it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
And then also, this is the last day to sign up for tv.newlife.com at $45 for the year. When we hit 618, that's my birthday. If we hit 316 in honor of John 316, and that's the day we started, it was our 1 year anniversary, they lowered the price from then until today to $45 for a year. So if you're signed up for tv.newlife.com, renew for a year for $45. It's unbelievable. It'll never be that low, I don't think. And then if you've never, just get locked in. $45 for 12 months. We're there 24 hours a day. Some people say it's like therapy on demand, and there are over 800 programs on different topics. So you just have to listen to the stuff you want to listen to. Some of the best stuff is done by Dr. Townsend and Dr. Keffer. So
that's
check
less
it
than
out.
$5 a month. I'm sitting here doing the math going, that's less than $5 a month. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll pay more to watch a movie than get a year's subscription. So,
okay, so today's a big day, last day of the month. And I just hope and pray that you will take advantage of this. It'll never be this cheap again, I don't think. But it's all in honor of thousands of people signed up for tv.newlife.com. And when they came to us and said, you want to do this, we said, so this is the secular organization, and the first people you're going to do it with could be a Christian ministry, our ministry. They said, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's really been great. So do that. Also, would you think about joining today Club New Life, send you the Bible of your choice, our way of saying thanks, and be a part of that for the rest of the year or maybe even for forever. Because Club New Life forms the financial foundation of our ministry. And we just really can't do anything much without it. It really is a blessing to us. So please, help us out there if you possibly can. Don't forget, I'll just throw these out while we're going to the break. April the 10th is Every Man's Battle. If you're a woman and you're connected to a man with a problem with sexual integrity, it's time that you ask him, challenge him to step up and be the man that God called him to be. And you know what? He's looking for a great excuse to clean up his act. Don't settle for anything less than sexual integrity. And then on the 17th, Healing is a Choice and the Marriage Solution Weekend, both could change everything. We'll be back.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed that if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Hey, we're back. Steve Hardenberg here with Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Sherry Keffer. Your phone calls, let's go to them. And here we go. It is Charlotte. We're going to start with you. And you have a 7-year-old son. You had called about him before, about spanking and things, but now you have a more specific question as the problem isn't getting better.
Lying,
so talk to us.
Angry, lying, manipulating. There's horrible co-parenting.
And he's bullying.
He's bullying. There's lots of problem in first grade, you know, with bullying other kids, but he kind of acts more the victim, has a hard time taking responsibility, and...
And you're a single mom.
Single mommy.
Stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have the picture here? And welcome back, Charlotte.
Hi. Thank you. Yes, I think you do.
So how could we help?
I'm really worried about him and about where this is all going. Like I said, he's very angry. And it seems like a lot of it is directed toward me. Even if he's angry with somebody else, he'll really save face. For example, when he has his visits with his father, I believe I'm a vacillator, and I don't know for his father, but I think that his father is pretty narcissistic and has been, I think, is a high-functioning alcoholic. But when he goes to his dad, I don't think that he feels comfortable. When he's reprimanded, he kind of shuts down, and then he comes home, and then it takes a few days for everything to come out, and he'll tell me, you know, how angry his dad will get with him, and that he gets scared with his dad.
Charlotte, whenever you've got, I mean, you said the boy's in counseling, and so whenever you have an issue like that, it'd be like saying, I don't know what to do about my blood pressure, and if I said, are you seeing a cardiologist, they would say, yeah. You would say, yes. I say, well, what does the cardiologist say? Because we always want to go to the professional who has the highest level of competence. So what is your psychologist saying about what to do with your son? Because that woman or man should be giving you quarterbacking instructions.
Yeah. Well, we can only see her every other week. But she says that he has fragile attachment to self, and I guess with us, based on things that started out in utero with the stress and the anxiety and the fear and the high conflict even at that time.
Sure.
So he was sort of set up for that. And then he struggles with emotional regulation.
Okay.
Cognitively, I mean, he's been putting sentences together and just been articulate since he was 2, but emotionally, it's incongruent.
Mm-hmm.
From about 2 to 4, he had these horrible rages, where I'd have to hold him until I wouldn't let him go until he was calm, because he would hurt me, he would hurt himself, he would hurt
Charlotte, that we sort of get the narrative. He's a troubled kid and has been for a long time. What is she specifically telling you to do with him at home?
I just saw her this week, and I'm Well, it started off a while ago. I was supposed to broadcast with him. We're trying to help him identify his emotions.
Okay, that's good.
When he's sad, he goes to mad, and so we're trying to help him identify his emotions.
Okay.
It just seems like daily. I feel like I'm on this roller coaster.
If I was in the office with you and his psychologist, and I was your friend, I would say, Doc, it's not getting better. I'm overwhelmed. I need specifics on how to parent him. What would your doctor say?
I'm not sure.
That's what I need you to do. She knows him a lot better than I do. I like what she's saying. I like the fragile attachment stuff. I like the lack of regulation. I like the contrast between...
I'm sorry. I have to think. I'm so stressed and I can't remember things that well. But when we saw her on Monday just a couple days ago, she introduced tapping with him, and he was so angry.
No, I get the tapping. I think about a coach on a team, Charlotte. I don't think she is being informed by you on how bad it is and how overwhelmed you are with the entire parenting. I think you need to go in and say, look, instead of this or this, I'm with my son 12 hours a day, and the rages happen, and then there's the good times, and I need more parenting skills from you of healthy love and healthy limits and also the brain stuff. I would spend a whole session with her without your son there. I'm like in 50 minutes and say, tell me everything to do with him from chores to when he's hurtful to schoolwork to when he's upset to when he's loving, when he wants to pray. Tell me every skill because you're basically the life support system. And I feel like you're getting some good sort of like specific task here and there. But I think you need to be resourced to be a whole functioning parent and just and go to her
I'm
for
exhausted.
That.
I feel exhausted and overwhelmed to the extreme.
And tell her that and say, do I need to get a nanny in? Do I need to drop him off at a Bible study for kids? I mean, what are the community resources because I'm overwhelmed? In other words, really bring her into your life. Good psychologists will go, okay, there's a bigger picture here. Thanks for giving me all the info. And we'll give you all sorts of people to call and small groups and churches and skills. I just think you...
Our counselor is not a Christian, so he's been seeing her since he was
okay. Well, but I like her. I mean, so whatever she does. But you see my point. You need a parenting curriculum from your shrink.
So even as I'm sitting with John, things are coming up, like a program called Love and Logic.
There you go.
Which is something you can take online or there are classes in your area where it's how to give empathy, but how to also have natural consequences. When I worked in social work, I worked with kids with reactive attachment disorder, attachment issues, and I had foster families that couldn't spank because of legal guidelines, right? They're court-ordered children. Love and Logic was the program that we used to help contain them and contain the hurt within those children because they're kids like your son are kids that have a lot of extra issues. He's got attachment losses. And so that's one program I would say today you get online and you start looking at and you start getting indoctrinated in how to parent consistently. The other resource is attach.org. It's a website, attach.org. There are also parents like yourself that are single parents and other reasons where they've got kids that've got attachment issues and mommies are the targets. Mommies become the target of anger.
You just need more. You need more frequency with the kid. You need more programs like Sherry's talking about. You need more support. More,
Mops,
more, more.
Moms
more,
of more, preschoolers more. With other mommies.
Let me give you another one. There's another one. When I married Misty, I was astounded at her parental wisdom. And it came from, who she is. But also, Becky Bailey is a woman who wrote a book, Easy to Love, Difficult to Discipline, for kids that very much like what we're hearing about here. And it is just full of great wisdom. And really what it does, it allows the parent to maintain deep, rich connection while trying to fix the problem versus total disconnection or anger, whatever. So I want you to know about that. I'm going to send you, and I don't know if you've read it recently, Raising Great Kids, and then I'll send you Mylon and Kay's book, How We Love Our Kids. I think both of those are pretty powerful.
Especially for vacillators, because vacillators struggle with emotional regulation themselves, and he's probably picking up on that.
That's right. And then he's got this angry father that he goes to, and who knows what the impact of that
more
is.
More healthy supplements and people and books and videos and programs. Yes. You just need more.
Right. And I would probably spend 4 hours over the next few days online looking at what is it I specifically could use to apply to this boy. And then keep yourself healthy. You've got to have support. You've got to have people around you. You need the help yourself so that you grow rather than just, you know, be worn down.
The cool thing is, guys, I haven't heard one thing that Charlotte's son is doing that can't be fixed.
Exactly.
Not one thing. True. So there's hope there. There's nothing new here.
That's right.
You just got to get more help.
Well, it's interesting. Right. The bullying, I think he's doing bullying because I think he feels powerless and helpless. What does bullying do? Bullying makes me feel powerful. Mm-hmm. It's one place he feels like he can be bigger. But I don't think he feels a lot of power in his world. A lot of choices.
I agree.
Anyway.
All right. Let's go to Becky from Philadelphia. WFIL is the station. Hello, Becky. Welcome to New Life.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'll get right to my question. Specifically, I'm wondering if you think a situation that my 11-year-old daughter has sound sensitivities, especially for mouth sounds, like extraneous stuff like people always do. And I'm wondering if you think, as I give you more information, if this is an OCD thing, lower brain underdevelopment, some other sort of thing. We've gone a few different directions with her and just trying to find some help.
What do the professionals say?
Well,
audiologist, psychologist, you know.
Her hearing is fine.
Okay.
And the we did when she was four. She asked us to stop kissing her because she didn't like the sound. So, of course, then I'm thinking, oh, no, kissing. So, but there's no evidence of any abuse or anything. So we did when she was six. We took her to Christian counseling, and the counselor took it in the direction of OCD, so we would have to, introduce the kissing several times during the week. And that maybe I didn't ask her enough questions or didn't understand, but personally, my husband and I weren't convinced that was the issue. But then last year we found what they refer to themselves as an exercise program online that deals with, that incorporates primitive reflexes that had not been incorporated for children and developed the lower brain. So in other words, we did creeping and crawling like babies do, and other exercises, which actually I did it with her, and I did notice a difference. But, you know, as far as the midbrain, that would just take so much more time. She did log nearly 100 hours of this, but it would take probably another 100 before we would even know whether it would do anything for the midbrain. So, you know, with you all's expertise in brain and stuff, I thought maybe you would have some thought about that, or if you have another idea or place to check.
Well, I call Sherry our brain child, our brain angel, our brangel of New Life, whatever. But what are you thinking? You've worked with Dr. Amen. You guys have looked at so many of these issues.
Yeah. You know, when I hear that happening really early on in life, you know, one of the first places I look at is neuroscience, because some of us are born with brains that are working very, very hard in certain areas. It may not be something that came out of something that happened to her. It's just kind of how she came into the world.
Yeah.
Some kids have a higher, they're called HSPs. Their neurosystem is actually turned up higher. And so they're highly sensitive people. There's actually a book called Highly Sensitive Children that you might take a look at. The other thing that I'm hearing is this thing called the cingulate gyrus in our brain is kind of, it's in the anxiety category of our brain, but it's a part of the brain that if it's turned up too high, I mean it's working too hard, too much blood flow, you will pick up on noises that mouth make. And it's for them, to be honest, it's torturing. It's like it's like
nails on a chalkboard.
Exactly. One of my colleagues who does what's called brain state technology works with the brain to quiet it down. It's actually a brain treatment. It may be quicker than 100 extra hours to crawl and do those kind of things, but it actually quiets that part of the brain down. I always say that the cingulate gyrus is like the last of the Mohicans. In the anxiety centers, it doesn't want to give up. It's kind of a more resistant part of the brain, but with treatment long term, there are things that you can do to quiet that down. So Brain State Technologies, you can check it out at maxmybrain.com, and I would try that. Yeah.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah. What about you, John?
I agree with Sherry. Use the word brain. Go to that website and start there. There's just an explosion of research out there.
We'll be back after this.
Before coming to Healing is a Choice, I was completely worn out.
I, coming here, was an empty shell.
I don't want people to think that you have to be just desperate to come. It's for people who don't know what to do next.
To open up to 8 different strangers was actually a relief. And so much got off my shoulders. And I feel so much lighter now. And I feel so much better. And I feel like I can give so much more to other people. And I don't feel ashamed. And I don't feel like I'm damaged goods.
I have learned that asking for help and being vulnerable can be safe.
The Healing is a Choice weekend is coming up April 17th through the 19th in San Jose. To register or to find out more, call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I leave here with hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEWLIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're so glad that you're with us. We just really do count it such a privilege to get to come into your home and talk to you about very, very important things, and I hope and pray that something we say is going to benefit you. Here's a unique situation about this sensitivity. You guys, anything else that you want to say to Becky about raising a child with an extremely sensitive ear?
I just think Sherry nailed it. I think that's the and the reason I'm saying this is because Becky has already been diligent. She's already done the research.
She's done.
They've gone to the professionals. So, I mean, I don't want to reinvent the wheel. I think it's very good and targeted, and I think Max My Brain's a good place to start.
Okay. All right. Shirley from Conroe, Texas. KKHT is the station that she listens to, the station out of Houston. Hi there.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. How could we help?
I just wanted to thank Tom John Townsend for Hiding for Love. That changed my life.
There you go.
A lot of difficult things. A twin sister passing away all of a sudden. And always feeling like I was the bad child and she was the good child. And dysfunction in my immediate family of 10 brothers and sisters.
Wow.
Having been raped.
Goodness.
Some abuse in my family when I was growing up. And somehow your book put it all together for me. And
that's cool.
And then the front of it about Jenny's story. Jenny is me. I was hiding. And I think to me, the part that led me to start developing myself was that my daughter has abandoned me and will not let me see my grandchildren.
Oh, gosh.
And,
that's rough.
It's going on 7 years now. But now I look back and God has used your ministry so much in my life that I spent a year overseas doing missions work.
Good.
Up in the mountains of Panama. I'm wanting to teach others that there is a way, you know, that you can heal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you can move on and that God loves you and that he made you special.
That's right.
And there's no one like you, but you're unique. And when you look in the mirror, you're looking at Jesus Christ. And I just thank Mr. Townsend for writing this book and giving it to me. And when I first got my hands on it, I gave 6 copies of it away.
That's what we like to hear, sharing the message.
You always know when you come across a book that touches you because you buy several copies, and it's like in everybody's, you know, it's everybody's hands, and it really met your need. Yeah. What are you doing with your estranged daughter right now? How can we help with that?
Spoke to her, and my mother died 3 years ago, and I think that was the last time we saw each other, so I spoke briefly to her about some pictures or something, and that was it.
But why is she pulled away? What do you think that's about?
I think she had some real issues. Well, first she had some real issues with me about me living my life the way I wanted to live it out loud. I mean, just, you know, in love. And I didn't, it's not that I didn't have boundaries. I just didn't see that, you know, everything's black and white to her.
But maybe
and
she
I
felt...
I live in living color. Everything's in color to me.
But maybe she felt... that she wasn't a priority. Maybe she felt that you gave more priority.
True.
Okay.
No. She got some issues with her dad because she always put someone up on a pedestal, and a friend of mine, she called him father of choice and put him up on a pedestal, and the more she loved me, the more she loved him, the less she loved me. I could do no right. Even my therapist told me that she got me so high, my standards for me are so high that nobody could live through them. But, you know, God's been faithful, and he's used that.
What do you guys think when you hear that?
Stronger in my heart.
I don't know. I'm pausing there because I want to know more about you. I feel like you kind of brushed that off and made it about her dad and her, you know, kind of favoritism with her dad. But still, what if she's...
No favoritism with her dad. Her dad walked away and abandoned her. She just put another gentleman up on the pedestal, called him father of choice, and...
But you're the one she's not talking to. Help us understand that. What's that about?
I think that she demands too much of people and doesn't let them be who they are. She's not willing to say that not all people have to be like me.
Here, this could help, Shirley. Sometimes when we feel someone alienate or be mean to us, we kind of know our own theories, but what really helps to understand would be if your daughter, let's call her Sally, were in the on the show with us right now, and Sherry and Steve and I said, okay, you got a nice mom named Shirley. What is it that keeps you away from your mom? Then we'd hear it from her perception, right or wrong, crazy or not crazy. Can you articulate in her thoughts and her feelings, not in your interpretations, what she would say? See the difference from her point of view, not yours. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does.
What would she say?
From her point of view, she would probably say, I don't like my mom because she's embarrassing or, you know, whatever.
How about that she is critical of me? Would she say that?
No, I don't. I don't think so.
I'm kind of scratching my head because suppose my mom lives out loud and she says things and she's sort of spontaneous. I'm not going to speak to her or let her see my children for 7 years. I'm having a little disconnect. And
maybe you're hiding from us
now. A couple other people have told me that she just sort of has a wall built up around her so nobody can hurt her.
Well, we're back to interpretations and not her perception. Anyway...
So Shirley, I'm feeling a wall built around you right now. You're hiding from me a little bit, and I'm having a hard time actually seeing you.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come right back with more of Shirley and this, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I want to thank my husband for bringing me here.
The New Life Marriage Weekend is coming to San Jose April 17th through the 19th.
We are leaving here as new people and a new couple, I think truly with hope for the future.
Join Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
Doctors Dave and Jan Stoop.
We're going to talk about the degrees of love and different ways that we love. And what is it that destroys our love? And then how do you repair love when it's broken?
And Steve Artiber.
And I'm going to be talking about the 7 things that you need to stop right now, and the 7 things you need to start doing in your marriage, and the 7 minutes that will matter the most for the future of your relationship.
To register or to find out more, call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Artiber from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month. And that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com. tv.newlife.com.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We're talking with Shirley. The last thing that you said, Sherry, was that you felt like Shirley might be hiding from you. You wanted to go deeper. You really want to help her. And so why don't you take it from there?
Yeah. John and I were chatting on the break, and John had something that he wanted to share that I felt was really good.
Okay.
Yeah. As I was thinking about your situation, Shirley, you've been through a lot of hurt and harm and damage. 10 years, mm-hmm. Right? I mean, you've had some real sins against you, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And as I say in the book, that we create these fig leaves. I use the Genesis 3 metaphor. We create fig leaves to hide and this sort of thing. And there's a path that people go on where, first off, when they've been really treated bad, they hate themselves and they don't believe in themselves and they have no power and no voice and it's awful. And I think that's probably what touched you emotionally about Jenny's story, who is a metaphor there. Like, they're terrified of life and don't like themselves. Right? You remember those days? Shirley?
Sort of. I mean, in some ways, yes.
In some ways?
Mm-hmm.
But not in other ways.
Well, I don't think I was the person that didn't like myself.
Okay, so you liked yourself okay. I got it. Okay, that was helpful.
Yeah.
So it has more to do with not feeling loved, not feeling power, not feeling valued, and those sorts of things.
Yes.
Okay, you just felt something when I said that, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're kind of tearing up in your voice, right?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
I know so. Let's go from think to know here. And then what happens when God gets the process and people are hungry and thirsty for righteousness, they start to experience grace, they get help from God, and they get help from good counselors and disciplers and mentors and people that love them, and they start to feel a little hope, like I can have choice, and maybe I'm not as damaged as I thought and all this. And that's the second really cool phase. But then there's a third phase of where I revisit the things I've done that are actually yucky, controlling, insensitive to others, kind of more about me. And we revisit that and we go, you know, I've got enough grace in me that I can look at my bad stuff. That's that chapter about hiding from the bad self. where I can look back and go, you know, I'm still a good person, but yeah, I was. I do alienate people sometimes, and I have a tendency to dismiss their feelings and negate their feelings, and we all did. I mean, I had to do that. I mean, I wrote the book, right? And I had to do that myself. And you go back and make the amends because there's enough grace inside that I can feel good about myself while I'm admitting that. I would like for you to think about this. Revisit that chapter on the hiding from the bad issues and ask yourself, and I'm glad you're in therapy, am I having a hard time metabolizing and looking at my bad parts because I think it'll take me to a bad place? And I think that may give you a little more empathy for whatever crazy thing your daughter did and start to understand her experience. And I think she's got a lot of responsibility here, too. I'm not happy about what she did with the 7 years, but I think that will start to help things. So bless you, and I hope...
So remember, this just didn't go on all of a sudden. It started when she was about 14.
You got it. You got it. I get it. So I hope things go well for you. I'm so glad that you are calling us, Shirley. Bless you.
I love this book, though.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for that. You know, wow, that really turned into something just from a compliment about a book. Before we go to the next caller, let me remind you that today is the last day of March. It's the last day to get a one-year subscription to TV.NewLife.com for $45. That subscription right now is providing thousands of members with exclusive video every single day, 24/7 on your smartphone or your computer. Whatever. You don't need a TV. And, you know, New Life's
What's
on.
A TV?
I don't know. And it's something that replaced radio.
Or
was supposed to.
I'm just online all the time.
All right. Now, here's the thing. You can have face-to-face chats with us. We do these Google Hangouts, all this really cool stuff. But you have to sign up. And it's never been cheaper and probably never will be. Today's the last day, $45. Also, come to Ireland with us from September 26th to October the 6th. Dave Stoop, a citizen of Ireland, is going to be teaching. Milan Jurkovic, who wishes he was a citizen of Ireland. And me, I told you my Irish background because my grandmother's last name is Johnson. So anyway, we really hope and pray that you will come and join us for this. And this is the last day to get a $100 per traveler discount on that trip. So it's a big day. We need your help and support to do all of this stuff. So if you can do that, join Club New Life. I'll send you the Bible of your choice or a gift of any kind. We send you the Celtic Knot Cross from Ireland. It's copper. It's metal. It's a great bookmark. And a great gift for somebody else. We want to send that to you. Okay, let's go to Janet from Knoxville, Tennessee. WRJZ is the station. Hi there.
Hello.
How you doing, and how can we help you?
I just want to say thank you and thank God for the ministry that you have on the air. So I'll be quick. I just have a question to whether I am doing an unhealthy boundary with regards to wanting to email a woman who's having an affair. That woman is the person that had the affair with my husband 18 years ago.
Mm. Wow, 18 years ago. Wow.
Yeah. They had
and are they
children,
married?
And
are
that's
they
where
married?
My heart's going towards is I would just want to encourage her to try to go to your marriage conference and just to let her know the damage. And as much as I, you know, prayed and asked God to take care of the damage that divorce can do to a child, we all know that there's, you know, rippling effects and of a divorce. And so I've been praying about that for about a month, and I just want insight from godly insight from you all if I should do it or not.
Well, you know what really stands out to me, and I'm so sorry for what I hear, but it sounds like it was more like 18 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Than 18
well,
years
I,
ago.
I get emotional real, very easy, and
let's don't just write that off. That there is so much pain still associated here, and you know what I wish you could come to Healing is a Choice, where we really talk about the power of grieving our losses and getting free of those. How God gave us that ability to grieve and heal. John, you have something you want to add here?
My sympathies. I mean, I think it's unearthing an old wound, but I have a thing about emails like this, honestly,
okay,
which is that they're useless.
Okay.
That, you know, whenever you have a hard truth or a disruptive truth to tell somebody, and uh-huh. it's an email, it's about, I think the research says it's like 5 times more negative than you meant it. You know, that's why we have so many emojis and smiley faces to counteract, you know, when I say.
No, we need those, don't we?
You got to have 100 when you try to say, you know, you were late to the meeting. And, whoa, I love you. Hey, have a nice day. Stars and stripes. Because there's no relational context to be able to metabolize it and go, oh, they're looking at me and they get me. And, yeah, they said a hard thing, but their eye contact means they're formal. You don't have that with email. So I never do these emails, honestly. What I would suggest, and I think you have a very redemptive, and I love your idea. I think it's a very redemptive idea. If possible, and I'm just kind of walking on eggshells here, if possible, could you have a phone call with her or a coffee? Your chances of her seeing that you have forgiven and you've moved on and you love her are only about 9,000 times more powerful with a coffee or phone call than an email. That's just
What about, John, with the ex-husband to say, hey, have you guys thought about doing
this? There
you
go. Stuff like that.
The sake of your future and the kids.
You're a warm person, and your warmth comes across, and she can take something like that. Then, I got a crazy email from the ex. I just never do those.
Yeah. Well, okay. I just know how, just like with bringing this up with you all, how emotional I can get, and I was not going to be negative. My point was, is I know that to be able to speak into her life, you have to have a relationship, and through the 18 years we have interacted with each other just because of a child that me and my ex-husband have or whatever, but I was not going to be negative at all. My input was just to, but I hear you 100%.
You could even be positive on the email, and because of her guilt and projection, she'll experience it as negative. So you can be nice as you want, but she'll go, oh, there's the one I had the affair on, and she'll start doing stuff, crazy stuff in her head. So don't take the chance. I love your idea. Just do it in person.
A great example of that is you can call somebody, and as positive as you can be, say, hey, I just want you to know I totally forgive you for everything you've ever done to hurt me. And it's just very rare someone would start crying and say, thank you for forgiving me.
They're not going to frame it as their top 10, you know, emails. No. Sherry got some thoughts here.
She's I'm good. Okay. No, I'm good? Just listening to you both. I think
you can see the wheels turning, though, Sherry.
Yeah, that's all right, you know. That's okay. Yeah. You know, anyway. I just always have people look at their motives for what they're doing. The wheels are turning because there's a chapter in my book I'm writing, because I actually, my former husband reached out to me recently. And, yeah. And I basically said to him, because he reached out and I knew about the wife that he'd married, so I gave him some specific information. But it was interesting, my reaction to him. Because I told him, I forgive you. And then right when he said, I said, forgive you, I found out that I have more to forgive him for.
The confession unearthed the other material.
Yep. Yep.
Well, after that, we'll be right back.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. they need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
I'm sitting here with John. He's doing a therapy session with me right now.
Is he?
It's so precious.
How's it going? How's it going?
Good, good. I love him. He's so wise. But it's in my book. When it's out, you guys can read
Gotta
that
read
chapter.
It.
And I'll
Gotta
actually
read.
Probably talk about you, John, and what you just said. But there's a lot of grief and loss that's a part of, you know, thinking about her with this affair that happened 18 years ago. It's surprising how much grief and loss is a part of our lives, even though their lives go on. They're married. They have kids. You know, this idea of extending forgiveness, you know, there is more in there. And
that's right.
John just said, you've got some grief and loss that you still have to do some work on. And I receive that. And I'm in the process of sanctification. And God continues to draw me into deeper places of letting go and deeper places of trusting Him and deeper places of healing.
Which is why I think that people responded to you on the radio show, Sherry, is because
they
you're so vulnerable that you're on the path. I mean,
right.
You know, you just know those people, listen to those people who are like bulletproof and they've got it together, and that's not you at all. And I think that's why we all trust you because you are in the journey of hungering and thirsting for growth, and you bear good fruit with your vulnerability. So thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
I agree totally. All right. Before we go to the call, I want to ask you if you have in your life an emotional vampire. Who sucks the life out of you every day of your life. Do you have one of those people? Well, if you do, you need to get some help for you.
I want to suck your self-image.
Yeah.
That
you know, there
good.
Are there are spiritual vampires. There are emotional vampires. And I'm telling you, come to Healing is a Choice and let us help you find a path of healing from being with those kind of folks. It'll be the beginning of a whole new life. If one of you in the marriage is an emotional vampire, then come and bring that emotional vampire. We have special meals for them. And we want you to experience healing.
Lots of red blood cells for you.
Bone marrow.
All right. And let's go to our final caller here. Let's talk with Catherine, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Don't have a lot of time, Catherine. You're the last call of the day. How could we help you?
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call, and I really want to thank you for the ministry that you have at New Life. I do have the book, Forgiving Our Parents and Forgiving Ourselves, and it's really helping me. I'm in the middle of reading it right now, but it's really helping me look at some things about my family. And
great.
I just thank you for taking my call. But my question is, I was molested by my dad at the age of 6. And
so sorry.
When I was when I was 18, I ran away from home because I just couldn't take the pain anymore. And I ended up pregnant and I had a boy. But my mom thought it was my dad, so she did whatever she could to adopt this child, and she did win the case. And with that being said, I ran into the military. I just like disassociated myself from it and went in the military and never looked back. Just recently I found out that this son, or my son, or this boy that my parents adopted had a little girl that lived with my mom and dad. I have confronted my parents, and my dad will deny everything, and he's actually has the whole entire family coming against me. So I took the step of calling the police because nobody was listening to me, and they did investigate it. But they didn't charge my dad because he said the time has passed. It's been over 30-some years.
So how could we help you today? We don't have a lot of time, and I want to help. We don't have a lot of time, and I want to help you. So how could we help you?
Okay. With that being said, I went online, and I found a ministry that handles my situation, and I was told by one of the counselors that I have DID. it's a dissociative identity
disorder.
Disorder, yeah.
She told you this from an online assessment?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and
whoa.
I actually called the number and I talked to a lady on the line and she said that I had the DID.
Okay.
And I just don't know what else I can do to better myself. I'm hungry to get healed, and I can't do anything about my parents. That I have to leave with the Lord, but I need healing, and that's why I'm calling. If there's something more that I can do to get in the healing process.
Sure. Why don't you come to Healing as a Choice? Do that.
I'm planning on going to the one in I think it's Washington, D.C.
Right. Okay.
In July.
Super.
So,
great.
But I have a limited income. I'm a disabled veteran.
All right.
So.
Well, there are all sorts of scholarships available, and maybe somebody listening will help you with that, too. I hate it when people don't call us and at least give us mm-hmm. or somebody that's listening a chance. So we'll try to. But in the meantime, what do you guys think she could do?
Well, first off, I'm just going to jump right in quickly. You know, if I were to go online and take a survey and somebody were to tell me that I have cardiac failure, that's extreme
mm-hmm.
to get an online diagnosis
right.
and then to believe it.
Yeah.
So first off, Catherine, I want you to not absorb that and to maybe
right.
get in front of a good clinician that understands
face-to-face
abuse, trauma, histories of a lot of pain. And spend some time with them and get to know them and let them get to know your story. And then if they give you that diagnosis, then you can have some better idea that somebody has assessed you. That's a major assessment to just give somebody online. So I just want to take that away from you because, quite frankly, you've been through too much pain. The last thing you need is misdiagnosis. Anything, John?
Well,
go ahead.
Oh, well, I'm in a codependence with John Townsend at a church. I go every week, and a lot of the people there, they do know my background, and I've been able to open up to them. And
well, that's
really
good. Don't stop that. That's wonderful. That's great.
Yes.
You know, that I mean, to me, that's like the number one treatment of everything is, are you in a group with some other people that are trying to figure out, you know, the next path? John, your thought, and then we're going to close it up.
Catherine, we'll send you a copy of Henry's book, Changes That Heal, because people have had chronic and severe abuse and maltreatment sometimes are overwhelmed, like, where do I start?
Yeah.
And this breaks our character issues and our character hurts down to four very understandable areas where then you can target that area if it's attachment and trust or if it's boundaries and differentiation or if it's the good self and bad self or whatever. You can target that area, get the support for it, and then learn new skills. I think that you're in a real vague place right now.
Mm.
And I want you to get some structure on this so you can target, what do I need to learn, what do I need to heal from? We'll send you a copy. It'll
Perfect.
Help.
All right. Send that, and I'll send you Healing is a Choice, and I'm so thankful that you called, and I look forward to seeing you in D.C. You talk to the folks there at our call center, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, about getting some scholarship help, and maybe somebody listening to this will help you. Now, this is the last day for our $100 discount for our trip to Ireland. Please come join us and do it today so you can save as much money as possible. Secondly, it's the last day to get this wonderful one-year anniversary special for TV.NewLife.com. It's the $45 annual or a year special, 12 months, $45, less than $5 a month. I don't think it'll ever be that cheap again. So would you please do it now? Because we want you to see the stuff that John, Henry, Sherry, myself, Mylon, Dave, and special guests do. And we'll even do a special segment on emotional vampires there. But I hope and pray that you'll get this. So many people, we couldn't believe how transformational this thing is. 20 minutes, 25 minutes on something you want to hear about. And you can go to Ask Me Anything, find out about that. Our workshops, April the 10th, Every Man's Battle, April 17th, Healing is a Choice, and the Marriage Solution Weekend. And then on the 24th, I'll be in Billings for Women of Faith. I'll be there all year with Women of Faith. Come and join us there. Thank you, John. Thank you, Sherry. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help or you
Thanks
can help
for listening.
Us.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry.
To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.